Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
First, an update from Kristen and an important one.
Yes, Cassie, you remember when you brought to the table about changing tables in bathrooms?
Yeah, so as a parent, I realized going out to eat, even a place, if a place had a kids menu, often it won't have a changing table, and especially even if it does have one in the women's, it wouldn't have one in the men's. So I wanted, instead of coming down on places that don't have tables, because it's not your responsibility to accommodate my child, though I would really much appreciate it, I want to highlight places that do accommodate families.
If you listen to John Mulaney in his new Netflix special, he says those baby changing tables aren't for babies at all. They're just for doing cocaine off of.
That's why you got to look for the black streaks on them. And then I also bring my own changing pad to put down on top of it.
I do as well. Okay, that's not where I was going with that, but thank you. interesting turn you took there. So I was in the carpool line on Monday to pick up Jimmy. Jimmy goes to a church preschool. He's in their toddler class. And I'm getting out of the car to grab Jimmy. And one of the moms who volunteers there goes, "Hey, I heard your segment about the changing tables." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And she goes, "Our activity center, there's a lot of dads that come in at night with their kids. They're playing basketball. And I realized there's a changing table in the women's restroom, but not a changing table in the men's restroom." So I went to the higher ups and we used some discretionary funds and they put a changing table in the men's restroom.
That is so exciting.
A win.
At the church.
Big
yes,
win.
Yes, thank you. That is huge. You don't.
Yeah.
I get so tired if we're out all day having to do every poopy diaper blowout. Like in Chad's game, he's willing to do it, mm-hmm. but there's no table.
Yeah. She went in. She's like, sure enough, there wasn't one in there. And so, yeah, they had some funds they set aside for different things and they approved it, and literally within a matter of, like, since we talked about it and that was just last week, they have added a changing table to the men's restroom at the church.
Love it.
A lot of dads are listening right now going, "This be."
To use this as an excuse.
Dads will hold down the fort. I feel like they're more and more stay at home dads. Mm-hmm. They're wrangling all the kids by themselves. Dads deserve more respect.
Agreed. All right, so what happens when mom and dad get divorced and they start dating each other again and they try hiding it from you? That's what's going on in this email, and she wants us to get to the truth of it. Mo's got the email.
So, my parents have been divorced for about 10 years now. My mom never remarried and my dad did, but he's now divorced again. They've both been rather tight-lipped about their love lives, which is understandable, but recently something strange has been happening. Both of them have started seeing someone new, but neither of them will give my sister and me any details. They've always been pretty private people, but this level of secrecy is kind of new. My sister, who's 24 and has always been the Nancy Drew of the family, came up with a theory that blew my mind. What if they're secretly seeing each other?
Dun, dun, dun! Oh.
At first, I thought she was crazy, but the more we discussed it, the more it started to make sense. They've both been acting really weird lately, and their stories about their new quote-unquote partners are always super vague. Like the other day, my dad mentioned he was going out for dinner, but wouldn't say where. And my mom suddenly had a quote-unquote work thing the same night. Coincidence? I think not. So my sister and I have decided that if they won't tell us, we're going to find out for ourselves. We are on a mission to get to the bottom of this. It feels like we're in a cheesy detective novel, but honestly, we're having a blast. Our first step was to start by snooping around a bit. We looked for any signs of communication between them, like text or emails, but so far we've come up empty. So now we are turning to you. I know your War of the Roses is typically intended to catch a person cheating on their partner. We would like to see if you'd be open to using it for a different purpose.
Abso-friggin-lutely.
We think it might be a way to confirm our theory. Could you offer the flowers to my dad and see if he sends them to my mom? Our fingers are crossed that you'll help us out.
So you better be careful what you ask for here.
They're not asking for nothing. They just want to know something.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a reason why the parents are keeping it secret from them. Maybe they're just doing it.
So they're not, there are no dinners. They're right. just like hooking up yeah. so they could get there.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, there's yep. a reason why they're keeping a secret here, because I would think that as a divorced kid that it's, you always want your parents to be back with each other, right? It doesn't matter if you're like 5, 15, 25, 35 years old, right? So there's got to be a reason why they are keeping it from you guys, and for you to expose that, you better be careful here.
See, that's why Parent Trap was so popular, because it really hit at the core of a lot of divorced parents, like kids who have divorced parents, the idea of their parents falling back in love and getting back together.
I am so glad I don't have a reference point on this. I never watched that movie.
You never watched Parent Trap?
Neither, I'm with you. No.
What?
I have no
one of
clue
Lindsay Lohan's greatest performances, because she played not one but two characters.
Cassie is looking at me like I just said I've never driven on a highway.
Now I know why you're not as invested in Lindsay Lohan as the rest of us, because you never saw her in all her glory in The Parent Trap as this child star who took over like the screen in your heart. Like, she is so adorable.
Yeah, but she's not like that anymore.
But she used to be, and we like to think about how things were instead of moving forward. Eyes on the past first.
My mistake. All right, so we can try this tonight. I'm just saying, like, be careful what you ask for. We get your results tomorrow.
The Burt Show. Real funny.